Killing Floor by Lee Child. Copyright 1997 by Lee Child and performance copyright 1997 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. My agent is Darley Anderson in London. My editor is David Highfill in New York. An ocean apart, but they worked hard side by side to get this writer his break. This book is dedicated to the two of them, in appreciation of their efforts, which went far beyond the call of duty. Killing Floor. Chapter 1. I was arrested in Eno's Diner at 12 o'clock. I was eating eggs and drinking coffee. A late breakfast, not lunch. I was wet and tired after a long walk in heavy rain, all the way from the highway to the edge of town. The diner was small, but bright and clean. Brand new, built to resemble a converted railroad car. Narrow, with a long lunch counter on one side and a kitchen bumped out back. Booths lining the opposite wall, a doorway where the center booth would be. I was in a booth, at a window, reading somebody's abandoned newspaper about the campaign for a president I didn't vote for last time and wasn't going to vote for this time. Outside, the rain had stopped, but the glass was still pebbled with bright drops. I saw the police cruisers pull into the gravel lot. They were moving fast and crunched to a stop, light bars flashing and popping, red and blue light in the raindrops on my window. Doors burst open, policemen jumped out, two from each car, weapons ready, two revolvers, two shotguns. This was heavy stuff. One revolver and one shotgun ran to the back, one of each rushed the door. I just sat and watched them. I knew who was in the diner. A cook in back, two waitresses, two old men, and me. This operation was for me. I had been in town less than a half hour. The other five had probably been...